This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's kicking off the third hour here on the live Thursday night edition. It's Mark with you.
And Heather.
And no Daryl.
Not Daryl.
No Daryl tonight. And this is Chris. But yeah. We're so used to it. It's always a treat, Mark, when you show up.
I know.
At some point or another, Thursday night was my night.
Was it?
And then, like,
come back.
When Daryl came around or something, I don't remember exactly.
You made some space and you switched things around. Everybody's kind of settled into this new rotation. But I've been on Thursday nights for 2 years, something like that. It's been a long time.
I listened in a lot on when the three of you started doing the show together.
Yeah.
And I was always very impressed with the chemistry, like the Thursday night show. So, Daryl will probably be back next week.
Cool.
He is a little ill right now. He's got a stomach bug, and hopefully he's feeling better. He went to bed early, and he's very upset that he didn't get to go on his runs today.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah, he was supposed to do an 8-mile run today and 8-mile run yesterday, and he did 4 yesterday and then 0 today.
And he's doing that because Daryl is running in the New York Marathon, and that is the big mamma jamma. I mean, that is a huge marathon, and we're all really proud of him being able to do that.
Especially because it benefits one of the best nonprofits, the Innocent Project.
Innocence Project.
Innocence Project.
Go check it out at run.freetalklive.com.
So they basically help exonerate wrongly convicted criminals like Stephen Avery, who is the one from that Making a Murderer documentary I brought up earlier.
I've got to watch this. Is it a documentary
or
is it a series?
Well, it's a documentary, but they break it down into so many episodes. But I binge-watched it in one weekend. It was
is it coming
blew
back for another
my mind.
Season?
You can follow. The case is still going on right now. So if you go follow him on Facebook, it's like the Steve Avery Project.
But he was in prison for like 20-something years.
He's still there.
Oh, is he still?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Like, it's so sad. It's, like, heartbreakingly sad. Like, oh, my God.
This is what I hate.
The defense attorney, though, in this documentary is a beast. He did such a good job, and he took on, like, this corruption and, like, proved beyond any reasonable doubt that what they did. I mean, it's just crazy.
We can see over and over and over again how many times the American criminal justice system is hijacked by, I mean, hijacked. It just goes and convicts innocent people all of the time, but people defend it and defend it and defend it and defend it, and I'm stunned by it.
Yeah, so basically what ended up happening was, like, I'll sum it up short for you. This guy, Steve Avery, was wrongly convicted of a crime,
mm-hmm.
and he ended up doing a bit in jail for it. His innocence was proved. He ended up getting all this notoriety about how, like, you know, like, I mean, was shaking hands with governors. People, like, genuinely felt bad that he did all this time behind jail for something he didn't do.
Right.
Well, he had this crazy lawsuit with against the department, and basically mm-hmm. was going to prove that they knowingly put him away because of one bad cop's wife had an issue with the one they wanted to lock up, essentially.
Okay.
And so right before this lawsuit, a crime is committed, and they ended up planting the vehicle on Steve Avery's little car dealership thing, like junkyard or whatever, frame him, use a sample of his blood from the first time they incriminated, for the first time they sent him away, they had a sample of his blood on file. These cops, and they proved it, right, that the forensic vial of his blood had been broken into. And somebody, like, took the blood out of it and planted it in the car that was used in another crime in order to frame him.
So, one question and then a follow-up. Heather, would you say that this show and exposure to these types of things has changed in some way your view of policing in general?
No, I already knew there were plenty of cops like that prior to watching it, but it just refreshed my memory.
Right. Would you agree that these problems may be more systemic than just be
absolutely
the results
of
individuals?
I do think it's systemic, especially when you have such a you know, when police are constantly called as witnesses, and then when you, you know, they're held to some certain standard, which, you know what, even though cops are enforcing the law, I still don't think their opinion or their word should ever, in any juror's mind, be more valuable than anybody that's testifying against them.
I concur with you.
And I think everybody listening to this, if you're ever on a jury stand, I'm not saying the cop's wrong, I'm not saying he's right either. Just take everybody's voice as a grain of salt, and cops can lie too.
I agree.
And
so can defendants.
Let's go to the phones. We got Matthew calling in from Netterly, Louisiana. Matthew, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, so, wow, a million other topics since I got on the phone. But I'm going to try to... I'm going to try to stick to what I originally called about.
Always a good idea.
But about that, the thing in Detroit with between those two competing, what is it?
Right.
Congress critters.
They appear to be for Detroit 1 here, Detroit District 1 representatives. Both maybe there's some redistricting. I'm not entirely sure, but it looks like they both were at one point representatives. One of them is Betty Cook Scott, and the other one is I don't have her name pulled up right now. Her last name is
okay.
Chang.
I get the idea that she's Asian, and y'all had mentioned, you know.
Betty Cook Scott's
racist,
black.
But I think this is more identitarian than racist.
Yeah, yeah.
Or racial would be another word that I've heard used to describe this, because I don't think either one of these groups thinks that it is fit to rule everybody else. Maybe they do. I don't know enough.
They did. At the least, the one rep, Betty Cook Scott, gave the impression that people should, that it's despicable when black people don't vote for black reps.
Right. And I was all set to vote for Herman Cain till he got blown out. So what does that make me?
Yeah, well, just a Republican. Nobody cares about your opinion on this stuff. Only Democrats get to set the talking points on racial issues.
Right. I'd love to talk to you about why anybody would want to get into Harvard so that they can become a ruling class, but that's another issue.
I'd love to be able to say that I went to some Ivy League college. Now, I mean, at this point, I bombed out of college, and frankly, I'm you know, in no mental state to go back. I'm just not the kind that I can pay somebody to tell me what to do. You can pay me and tell me what to do.
Think.
I can pay you and tell you what to do, but I cannot pay you and you tell me what to do. That's a terrible system as far as I'm concerned.
Right, and not to mention Harvard is a prime recruiting ground for the FBI and the CIA. So let's see how well that's going. Are you familiar with a historian called David Barton?
No, I don't think his name doesn't come to mind. It's not like I remember all these historians either. Mostly I just, consume podcasts and shows about historical topics that interest me.
Well... he was, and probably still is, Glenn Beck's favorite historian. I had to stop listening to Glenn Beck because I know he's anti-Trump. There's a difference between being anti-Trump and being toxic. And
I haven't heard his show in a long time. He got taken off of the local station here, and he slipped down the ratings. Something happened.
Yeah, because you can be anti-Trump without being toxic about it. But he was just toxic because he refused to accept his responsibility for helping Ted Cruz lose. And he did that primarily by being all theocrat on the campaign trail and made everybody think, oh, my God, Ted Cruz is some kind of crazy televangelist running for office, which he's not. But he let his dad and Glenn Beck steer the messaging, and it was just...
Didn't quite do it, huh?
No, it lost a large number of people who would have otherwise voted for him for his actual stands on the issues.
I always bothered me that his wife was part of the Federal Reserve Bank, and he claimed to be sort of anti-Federal Reserve.
I thought she was a part of the CFR, the Council on Foreign Relations.
You'll have to look it up and tell me some other time. Thanks for the call, Matthew.
Appreciate it.
But wait, one last thing. Hello?
Well, I mean, you got 10 seconds.
But
I've often thought that...
855-450-3733.
Tried to work with you, man.
855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live, or use the Discord at discord.freetalklive.com.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dynavite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Liquor Chops.
Try Liquor Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet, I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Live Thursday. Thursday night edition. I'm used to saying Sunday. I'm almost always on Sunday nights in this seat here. So Thursday night, and Daryl is off because he is ill. So it's Mark with you.
And Heather.
And Chris.
You can call in 855-450-3733. And before I get to the phones, I want to tell you about Zencash. Zencash is one of these cryptocurrencies you've heard so much about, but all of them, I guess, have some claim to fame or another. To me, what makes Zencash special is that you can send private transactions. I'm 100% sure, in my own mind, that this is where cryptocurrencies are going to go. People want their transactions to be private. They don't want people to necessarily be able to go back 10 years ago, because you can right now with Bitcoin. It was created in January 2009, and you can see every transaction going back for nearly a decade on the Bitcoin network. Now, you don't necessarily know who did it, but as computers get bigger and bigger, they're going to be able to put this information together as time goes by, and that's a little frightening. Zencash.com to find out more. It's a currency. It's also a way to send messages if you want. They've got these securing things called super nodes and secure nodes, and they bring the network economic and technical improvements. Check them out. Find out more. Zencash.com. I manage a little bit of cryptocurrency for an organization, and I have gone pretty heavily into Zencash because I think that it's going to go somewhere. Let's go to David calling in from New York. David, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind? David, can you hear me?
Sure, I can hear you.
Okay, gotcha. What's on your mind?
You guys have talked about North Korea and the black market. It's very interesting. You could look it up. I'm not where I put it, but there's literally space. North Korea, the government itself, funds a lot of black market because they have state-run meth labs. When the economy crashed and also because of sanctions, they have to make money. And when you have a state-sponsored crime, it's the easiest way to go. And a lot of it, it was to China, and a lot of it comes back in. So the fact that Kim Jong-un looks away from the black market in his country, I mean, they're literally a state-sponsored black market, too. You know, it all flows in together.
Yeah, I have never heard that before. I've heard that they don't do anything about marijuana. I'll take your word for it. Sounds believable. I heard they don't do anything about marijuana, and then, it's kind of like, whatever, it's just weed growing.
No, it's supposed to be, it's almost like, I don't know if you want to call it epidemic proportions, but a lot of people there are addicts, and especially to meth. I mean, I'm sure if you don't have food, at least there's something to get by with,
But, every time I see any documentaries, the people that are just, that they're sort of going places and seeing your average North Korean, they look like they're, they're just stone-faced.
Right.
Stone-faced, thin, gaunt. Yeah, it's horrible. But, I just on that comment on the past that I've heard you said about the black market that, Kim looks away and
Now you know why.
He has to in order to keep the country going,
Yeah, cool. Sick, thanks for the call, David.
Yeah, appreciate it. I'm going to follow up on this because I had not heard that, but just an article I just happened to Google, The Daily Beast, Kim Jong-un Breaking Bad, The Secret World of North Korean Meth. So I'm going to check that out. It's been interesting.
Greg calling in from Brooklyn. Greg, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, y'all. I wanted to pick up where I left off. I was calling yesterday about spreading open source software ideas to other aspects of what people do. I just wanted to suggest that we could apply open source to drugs, for example, drug research.
Open source drugs?
Open source drugs.
Yep.
Okay.
Try to stay close to the mic. You sound a lot better. I don't know what to
do. Oh, sorry. Is that better?
It's a lot better.
Thanks. Open source drugs.
Yep.
So look at this picture. You've got a university, you've got the next Einstein in the physics department, and they are researching physics. They discover something new, and what do? They publish it. They publish it for everybody to read freely.
Yep.
And then other scientists can build on their results. And Newton said, if I saw further, it's because I stood on the shoulders of giants, right?
Right.
Then you have, right next door, the microbiology department or biochemistry department. And there, someone makes a discovery about a potential compound that could help people. And all of a sudden, of course, those giants start renting their shoulders. All of a sudden, Big Pharma comes in and they swoop down and they say, okay, well, now we're going to patent your drug and now we're going to sell it. And then we're going to, you know, R&D is expensive. Clinical trials are expensive.
Yep, so it's been made as expensive as possibly could, too.
You do realize this is all rigged, right? The Big Pharma can send thousands of lobbyists to D.C. with millions and billions of dollars to make sure that all the FDA laws stay in place. And if anything, any new laws passed, they will be in favor of Big Pharma.
Oh, there you go.
Right.
And so even if the FDA laws stay in place, though, there's a whole other set of laws that relate to patent infringement. And they have treaties with other countries, too.
Sure.
So if a group of people in the Netherlands comes up with a nice solution or a therapy, well, they have to pay royalties to Big Pharma in order to just save people's lives, essentially.
How do they pay royalties if they're not if they're just giving away technology they created?
Well, normally what would happen is if they infringe on someone's patent, they would have to, there's FRAND, fair and something rules of, you know, at
they're
least the government tries to.
They're going to get
fair.
Smacked around, make them pay before they can enter the marketplace. And then what you have is maybe a life-saving drug that'll take maybe 10 years to make it through the FCC system or FDA system. I agree with you completely. The whole system's screwed up, and this is, again, a systemic problem.
Is it possible that it's screwed up by socialized medicine, though? I mean, is it possible that all the, basically the funding for R&D has to come out of the United States market because the other markets for healthcare in the world are socialized and they have specific amounts that they'll pay for medicine? Because medicine costs different in Canada than it does in the United States. We've seen that over and over again. There's companies that make their living by moving drugs from Canada to the United States.
Sure.
And, I mean, does that mean, and I don't know, I'm just asking a question here, does that mean that basically the United States funds the R&D for every drug that comes out in the world and the rest of the world enjoys the benefits of those drugs through their socialized medicine?
Right, but I hesitate to call what we have a benefit to the world.
Well, if it's paying for it, I mean, the United States taxpayer pays for the military for the world. You can't argue that. We keep the shipping lanes open.
I mean, it
isn't the frickin' Netherlands doing it, I can tell you that.
That's true. The question is does our current policy, foreign policy, cause this to be a problem in the first place?
Greg, you have gotten walked all over, but I'm sorry, it's one of those nights. I want to hear more about it later. I'm sorry.
Sure.
Thanks for the call.
Thanks for the call, man.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You
USA Radio News.
I'm Robin Walensky. No verdict yet. The jury deliberating the fate of Paul Manafort in Alexandria, Virginia. After 7 hours, the jurors sending a note to the judge asking 4 questions, including the definition of reasonable doubt. Manafort, President Trump's former campaign manager.
The case is complex. Jurors will have with them nearly 400 documents and charts to refer to as they deliberate. It took the judge more than 90 minutes just to read his instructions to the jury. Manafort could get life in prison, but also could receive a pardon from President Trump. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Omarosa leaking new tapes to the media. On this clip, Laura Trump telling her she can have her new campaign job if she meets certain conditions.
I think we can work something out where we keep you.
Omarosa, a former Apprentice contestant, fired by Chief of Staff John Kelly from her position at the White House. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. I've been sleeping on a MyPillow now for 10 weeks, and I'm telling you, my sleep has improved dramatically. So what are you waiting for? Jump on board and start experiencing the kind of restorative sleep you need in your life. And if you're waiting for a better offer, your wait is over, because MyPillow just brought back their best offer ever. It's their buy one, get one free special. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, use my code USA, and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price. That's MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, and enter promo code USA.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. It's the live Thursday night edition. It's Mark with you.
And Heather.
And Chris.
I pushed Greg off the air, and the people on the phone lines dropped off. Can you believe it? This is what happens when you plan ahead in this business.
Whoops.
And what are you going to do? 855-450-3733. I want to tell you about the AMP program. Honestly, the AMP program is a way for you to spread the ideas of liberty far and wide. If you think that Free Talk Live does a good job of spreading these ideas, if we spread them in a way that other programs simply can't, because, well, most of your favorite Liberty podcasts out there are great podcasts, but they're not on 190 radio stations across the U.S. They're pull media, as it were. They pull people in to listen to their show. Free Talk Live is a push medium. We're on 190 radio stations across the U.S. If you want us to be on more, if you want us to reach more people, if these ideas are important to you, go to the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. All we ask for, $5 a month. It's amp.freetalklive.com. And let's go to the phones. We've got Mortified Penguin on the Discord. Mortified Penguin. How do I shorten that? Peng?
Mort? Mort Pen.
What's that?
How you hearing me?
Yeah, I hear you fine. Hello? What's on your mind?
Great. Good show tonight, guys. Wish Daryl speedy recovery. Like the hosting combo, though. But I wanted to call kind of when I heard most of the call from Stefan from Ohio. Just calling about stuff mentioning Gary Johnson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was upset that Gary Johnson was running for U.S. Senate from New Mexico, and which is, of course, the state that he held the governor's seat for 8 years.
And I think he was upset, too, that if Gary wins, he's going to be, like, the first libertarian elected.
Yeah, that was right. He felt that he poorly represented libertarians.
He didn't deserve to be the first libertarian elected.
Yeah, exactly what Mark just said. He felt that Gary Johnson would be a poor representative and spokesperson for libertarianism. And that's that conflict is what I wanted to talk about. So, basically, the big contradiction here is that you have your more, you know, pragmatist kind of, you have your small, you're fiscally conservative, socially liberal crowd, you know, small government types, and then I guess Gary Johnson would be in that category.
Yeah, I think he covers that pretty well.
They're going to be enthusiastic about the LP candidates and enthusiastic maybe about Gary Johnson and everything. And then you're going to have your, like you were talking about, the hardcore libertarians, the voluntary anarchists. And then you have your kind of hybrids that are really into LP politics. They consider themselves really hardcore libertarians. And I guess some others. And I think the contradiction is the more hardcore libertarian you are, the less likely you're going to be into politics. If you're a hardcore voluntarist, you believe that voting is violence. You know, I mean, if you're a hardcore libertarian,
I would like to address that.
Yeah, I mean, I just see there's a big contradiction here.
I believe that's propaganda that's been trickled down from early 20th century communists and anarchists, like real anarchists, like, you know, we want communism by skipping over socialism anarchism, and nobody has been able to show me yet that voting is in some way, shape, or form violence. And I have talked to the biggest and brightest in this particular field, and I have yet to see it.
Here's it's funny if you want to troll anarchists.
Here's my issue, and this kind of sums up my issue with Gary Johnson, is that I don't think he really does a good job of explaining what libertarianism is about. That's it.
When it
boils down to, forget everything else, that's it. I'm sorry, Heather, go ahead.
I think Gary, though, has always maintained that he's just one of those socially tolerant, fiscally conservative. That's his definition of libertarianism.
Right. But does that, I guess, then my question becomes is, does that mean you should be the spokesperson of the Libertarian Party?
He's not running for spokesperson of the Libertarian Party. He is running for Senate.
Yeah, but he also was the nomination. And so you had a bunch of people that worked to grow the party in so many different ways, attend a national convention, each have their own vote worth the same amount, all of the people that voted, Gary was the one they chose. So whether Stefan or anyone else likes it, that's the way the cookie crumbled.
That's why I just see that libertarianism is more important than a person or a party. And it's really about whether we want this message to get out.
What if I think what?
So yeah, if you really, you know, if you're really a hardcore libertarian who follows in that, you know, it takes
the non-aggression principle
very seriously. Non-aggression principle, yeah. Then I mean, there's an argument that you cannot, you know, some of the libertarians, there's some, you know, of course that won't take the oath. They won't be able to perform the duties of the office because, you know, the government is coercive and uses violence. And those people, I mean, That's a big contradiction to the people that are really into LP politics. And there's a big spectrum in it. It's just a contradiction. And you get into these arguments, and you get into all these caucuses, and you get into the whole crowd. The third crowd of people who are just obsessed with LP politics. I don't even understand
right.
that crowd.
I agree with you.
But they're in huge tension with each other, and it's such a disunifying effort. It's like, It's hard to even draw a commonality between these strains of thought, you know? Right.
The problem is the majority of the purest, quote-unquote, libertarians are pretty much just one-man dictators. They literally want everything to be their way or the highway. And if you deviate from anything, and anybody that even says, like, oh, you can't ever use, quote-unquote, violence, right? Anytime you're in a disagreement, right, and you're fighting for what you think is right, if the other person believes what they think is right, you're both using violence on each other, but you both think it's self-defense. Well, who's the aggressor? Like, so everybody in their right mind is going to defend what they believe is Right. And whether you want to believe it or not, that kind of inherently makes you an aggressor of some sort to your own value system. And you're going to aggressively defend that. Right? So if somebody disagrees with your value system...
Politics is always going to be about compromise.
Exactly. And so nobody can be like, I'm not, like, into violence, but I want to, you know, defend this.
Aggression
like,
can be defined, though.
Exactly.
Aggression is not about defending your ideas.
But to say that government is all violence is like saying self-defense is violence. Because a lot of people believe that... enforcing certain values in a community is in defense of something, not in aggression.
See, this is why I hate politics.
We do have government.
What?
I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say that this is why politics drives me nuts, is that we can spend all our time talking about what the correct message of a particular group should be, but what I'm interested in is just talking about ideas, and I think if people can explain libertarian principles, the NAP, in you know, 10 seconds or less, you know, practice your elevator speech, maybe I'll convince my neighbor to become more libertarian. That's more important to me than whether Gary Johnson wins a Senate seat. I
no,
just
I
don't
think
care.
What's more important is like, issues and
Thanks
solutions.
Thanks for the call, Mortified Penguin.
Appreciate it, man.
Like, not even, like, just principles. Like, principles are all fine and dandy, but when it comes to politics, right, the most libertarian person isn't going to fix the issue of, you know, wastewaters. The most principled libertarian isn't going to fix the issue of unemployment line. The most principled libertarian...
Give that
these
a shot,
are all,
too.
No, but I'm saying these are all real-world issues
right.
that need solutions, and the majority of libertarians are fighting philosophy and not fighting real-world problems.
Sometimes the solutions to those problems is to do away with what created the problem in the first place.
No,
and
but you constantly use government as a scapegoat.
Because government, I'm not using it as a scapegoat.
Yes,
be very
do.
Clear. No, no, no. What I'm saying in the couple examples you just gave is it's government's fault that it happened in the first place.
No, it's not. It's
no.
an idea.
No,
government
no, 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 no.
is just the mechanism which enforces it. So if it was a good idea enforced by government, it would have good results.
Right, except that doesn't really happen in the real world. That's
really,
my problem.
Portugal decriminalized drugs, right? The government of Portugal
right.
decriminalized drugs, which
right.
netted a positive gain to Portugal.
By
that was a decision by government that netted positive effects.
To remove themselves from the equation.
Well, they
that
did,
was a good thing.
They did provide state-funded medical treatment
right.
as opposed to
certainly
incarceration.
Certainly more
to
it.
So
but
there's some of that too.
Yeah, when government votes to remove itself, I'm all for that.
Government is like a gun. It can be used for good or it can be used for bad.
855-450-3733. Yeah. That's 855-450-FREE. Or discord.freetalklive.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two. Get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at CryptoTip.org. That's CryptoTip.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEMACAM84M of NutraMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
I'm
David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. It's the live Thursday night edition. Final segment. Mark with you.
Heather.
And Chris.
Let's go right to the phones. We got plenty. I don't even know how to call out this username from the Discord. Let's just call him Calm, because that's one of the words. Calm Smoke. Calling in. I don't even know what that username is.
Hey, Mark. It's Zach in Minnesota.
Hey, Zach. How are you?
Hey, I'll be brief, because I know we're coming up on the end of the show, but just kind of the... to pick up where Mort Penn left off. So if we look at, like, libertarian candidates coming up, you know, into the political sphere, I think my first thought is, one, our community, our ideas are too varied. No one's going to be happy with whoever goes for office. So I think that's thing one. Thing two is, I think we should all, as a community, again, try to just understand that maybe getting at least some of these ideas out into the public sphere, into the public space, is worth something. Even if you don't agree with that candidate, even 50% of the time, getting some of these ideas out there into the mainstream, I think, is the only way we're going to see any change in our lifetimes. How long has it taken for even just marijuana to even be maybe a 50-50 issue? It's, what, 20 years? You know, it used to be kind of this fringe topic, and now it's kind of becoming, it's getting, you know, legalized and things like that. And I think most people, I'm going to say over 50%, are probably okay with it. You hear the typical, like, tax and regulate lines, but right, they're at least okay with it. And I think that just getting some of these ideas out there is worth something. So I wish people would just get behind candidates like Gary Johnson, even if you don't agree with him 100% of the time.
There's probably value in just having a libertarian elected, because that word, then, because then somebody's done it. You remember who the first man to walk on the moon was. You don't remember the second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, or any of those other people.
Buzz Aldrin.
Yeah, well, no, I'm just saying, no. Good job. I knew Buzz's name, too. But you don't remember the seventh, you know? And ultimately, you know, you know, that may be of some value or another. I appreciate the call. Thanks.
Point noted.
Zach.
Yeah, I think it's an interesting thought experiment. Like I said, I just, you know, I'm looking for somebody I can get really excited about that. And that person is going to be charismatic. That person is going to be able to enunciate libertarian philosophy in a way that it comes across. And maybe that's, honestly, Mark, you'd be tired at it. Yeah. Right. And Ron Paul's retired.
Right. Ron Paul's retired and Mark's a felon. So, you know, there you go.
Strike one, strike two.
I don't know what to tell you. Let's go to David calling in from New Mexico. David, what do you think about Gary Johnson running for Senate there in your lovely New Mexico?
Well, that's kind of funny because was going to call you on that tonight, but I got a couple other things. But let me answer your question, though. On Gary Johnson, I don't know. His competition is it's going to be a three-way. Actually, him getting in probably does some positive things, because if Johnson's not in the race, then Martin Heinrich, the Democrat, is almost certain to win against the listen to this Republican name. It's a perfect Republican name. McRitch.
McRitch. That's funny.
His first name is Mick, and his last name is Rich.
And New Mexico tends to go blue in most presidential elections. I think they probably are a mix back and forth, kind of a purple state, really.
Well, they're a mix. However, they are predominantly blue, and it's almost guaranteed. In fact, I should just flat out say it. I should stop hedging. It's guaranteed that the Democrat will win if Gary Johnson's not in the race. In other words, McRitch does not have enough of a chance against Heinrich. So with Johnson getting in, it splits the vote three ways, and the polling changes to a much, much more even race. I don't know what the polls were before Johnson got in, but it would be something like 60-some percent for Heinrich and way less for McRitch.
Okay. So what did you call it about?
Let me finish my thought.
Okay, sorry.
And with Johnson getting in, it becomes almost a head-to-head with Johnson and Heinrich, with Rich of like 5-8, maybe 10 points behind, but it's a fairly close three-way race.
So you think you think Johnson has a real chance, even as a libertarian?
Or a chance,
yes,
to be a spoiler.
Libertarian pardon. No, he's not. In this case, it's not really going to be the only person that's a spoiler for would be the guy who basically was a shoo-in to win, Heinrich. That's the only person who it makes it a more competitive race all around, as opposed to a landslide, a virtual guaranteed landslide for Heinrich. So it's a good deal overall. For the Libertarian Party, you know, when you refer to Johnson as a pseudo-libertarian. Oh, a comment on Heather, your analogy, guns and government, I don't think that it is like a gun.
That the government's like a gun?
Government will note your government. Yeah, say again?
You were dropping out. I'm just trying to fill in your words.
Oh, yeah, government fires and does damage without a trigger. The government has a mind of its own. If we the people
so
are
cannons?
The gun owner, and we the people... Yeah. Guns don't mind their own or the locus of control, but a government does.
David, I'm going to have to let you go. The audio's messing up here. I appreciate the call.
Thanks, Ben.
Yeah.
Heather, your thoughts on that?
I stand by what I said. I think government is a tool that, you know, can be used.
The government guys tend to be tools, that's for sure.
No, I think it is. I think I made my point with the whole Portugal thing. Like, government can make a decision that can net a community positive effects, or it can make a decision that can net them bad.
How about effects. When they make a decision that just rolls back the bad decision they made in the first place?
You have to ask yourself why government comes to exist in the first place. And the government comes to exist in the first place because there's conflict, and it's created as a form of conflict resolution.
That's
so it doesn't always resolve the conflict. Sometimes it makes matters worse.
I don't disagree.
The fact of the matter is...
We got a call?
We have a call.
Oh.
Sarah in New Mexico.
Oh.
Here on Free Talk Live.
Sarah Bear.
Yes, I just wanted to say that I used to belong to a mental health club called the Ruby Rogers Center.
I didn't even know that there were mental health clubs.
I've been to a health club. But I want to go to a mental health club.
Do you guys have jacuzzis?
Well, no. I mean, you know, she's the one that had that Rogers Law where a judge has to, if she sued because they medicated her and they electric shocked her like about, like, I don't know, 20 years ago or something. She was on the news. I actually got to meet her at the Shattuck Mental Hospital.
She's like a mental hospital celebrity?
How were you there? Were you there as a patient or were you there just to see her speak?
With the club.
Well, the thing is, she is the one that threw the money and gave the money for the club. And that's why it was named Ruby Rogers Center. And we were just paying tribute that she protected all of the mentally ill people, actually. It's actually called a Rogers Law, where a judge has to be danger to yourself or to others for them to force medications on you. It's actually a code, a Rogers Law. And I was very impressed that I got to meet her because I used to hear about her on the radio a while ago. And I said, well, but I belong to the center that she donated money to. And then the law.
I've always had a difficult time with mental health issues. On one hand, I believe that people should have control over their bodies and decide what goes into their bodies, and that includes drugs and those sorts of things. On the other hand, I've met some crazy people, and I, you know, don't know what to do about that. You know, they didn't seem like they were able to make good, cogent decisions for their lives, and it can be pretty upsetting. So I don't know. I mean, I know a friend who was really helped by electric shock therapy.
Right. The question to me becomes when they start to infringe on someone else's rights. So,
well, that's the whole point, is that they just did whatever they want with her in the mental hospital, and she wound up suing. I think they had electric shock, over-medicated her. They did a bunch of things where she sued, and then the law actually is named after her. The reason I call is that we have our own clubs. I used to belong to the drop-in center here, a mental health club, because the thing is, we accept and welcome and love one another. That's the whole point of having these support groups.
So is a club of it's a support group, okay. Because you say health club, and we think health club, and it's a mental health club. We were having a hard time. But this is people that have been under mental health care at some point, and they get together to support each other. Is that basically what you're saying?
Well, it's a club. We eat. We go do all sorts of computers, IT, we do all sorts of stuff. But we're all together because we are.
It's like a big LAN party. That's awesome.
Sounds great.
Thanks for the call, Sarah. Appreciate it.
Have a good night.
You ever been to a LAN party?
I remember those.
Yeah, they are great.
Drive safe out there. Check us out, freetalklive.com. It's been Mark with you.
And Heather.
And Heather. Sorry,
and
guys.
Chris.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.